Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
What's good, Miami? Stephen Nair here with you on Stephen Sports Blog, and we're going to get right into it today. As we all know, and I hope you all watched, the NFL Draft was this weekend. Well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so I hope you all tuned into that. That was pretty exciting to watch. And it started at this. We all knew the first pick was going to be James Winston. There was no surprise with that. But then it got interesting at the second pick, because everyone was wondering, what were the Titans going to do with that second pick? Were they going to give it to Cleveland and take their first two round picks? Or were the Eagles going to surprise us all and take the two spot from the Titans? No, the Titans kept their two spot, and they acquired Marcus Mariota from Oregon. And Ken Wisenhunt, the new Titans coach, has already said that he looks for Mariota to be the day one starter, so I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully he does good in Tennessee. I'm just glad he's not in Cleveland, because I wouldn't like him in Cleveland. I said that before. Other news here from the NFL draft. It's obvious to me, and I don't know if it's obvious to the rest of you people, but I knew that Amari Cooper was going to Oakland. I knew it since he committed to the NFL, and I looked at the draft order. I just knew it. Because I watch my college football, I know who goes first and who's going to, you know, who's the top player and whatever. And Mark Cooper's definitely a good fit in Oakland. And him and Derek Carr, same team, is going to be a nice offense in Oakland. Looking forward to that a lot. As far as the fifth pick goes, I was not expecting what happened with the fifth pick. I was not expecting the Redskins to make the move. I was expecting them to take one of two players, Vic Beasley, the defensive end from Clemson, or Shane Ray, the defensive end from Missouri. Yeah, I was watching the draft, and I'm like, okay, who the Redskins going to pick out of those two? And out of nowhere, they pick Brandon Scherff, the tackle out of Iowa. My jaw dropped. I could not believe what I was hearing. Because everybody's mock draft, it was destined that Scherff would go to the Giants because, well, he would be a perfect fit in New York. The Redskins surprised everybody, and definitely surprised me with taking Scherff as the fifth pick. So, definitely a surprise there. Another surprise that came to me was the 10th pick, I think it was. Yes, the St. Louis Rams had the 10th pick, and they took Todd Gurley. I was not expecting him to go that high at all. I didn't think he was the first running back in the... I didn't think he was the top running back, I should say, in the draft itself. I thought he was at least the second behind Melvin Gordon. But obviously the Rams had different ideas, and then took him with the 10th overall pick. They feel like he's the face of the franchise. I mean, I guess he would be good, but I don't know why they drafted him in the first place. They had Trey Mason from Auburn. He's now a second-year player at Auburn. He was nice. I liked watching Trey Mason play. And saying that Gurley is the face of the franchise, like, what are you doing? Like, who are you trying to... like, fool right now. He's going to be good in St. Louis, sure. He's not going to be the face of the franchise. I still believe it's not Trey Mason either. I'm just saying that they didn't need Gurley. Face of the franchise, that was going to be Montrezl Falk. If we're talking St. Louis days, just talking Los Angeles days, they had Eric Dickerson, who was once the all-time leading rusher. But anyway, moving on from Todd Gurley and the Rams, we go to Melvin Gordon, who, again, surprised me when he was picked 17 out of San Diego. No. San Diego Chargers, actually, they moved up 15 pick from the San Francisco 49ers, and they acquired Melvin Gordon. I was like, oh, man, that's not cool. I mean, it's cool, but I was hoping my Cowboys would get Melvin Gordon, the 27th pick, but this didn't happen. I'll get to the Cowboys in a sec. But for now, Todd Gurley to the Chargers. Melvin Gordon to the Chargers. Definitely a good pick for the Chargers. Smart move, definitely a smart move, moving up from 17 to 15, switching with San Francisco. Yep, this is Darren Williams, everybody.
Hey, what's up? What's up, world? What's up, Miami? I know you were disappointed when Melvin Gordon didn't fall to your Dallas Cowboys. I know you were. I was thinking about you when that pick was made, too.
And I know you were disappointed when the Eagles contrived to number two to get Mariota.
Not really. Because, I mean, we would have been trading a lot for it, but, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it is what it is. With the Dallas Cowboys. That, way to go, Chargers. Smart move, taking the pick from the Niners, getting Melvin Gordon and whatnot. And I hope he does as good. Not he did, but he wasn't injured for the Chargers. Going back up one spot, number 14. I love it. Devontae Parker from the Louisville Cardinals went to the Miami Dolphins. It's like the only pick I got right in the whole draft. The only pick, I think, out of my mock draft. I don't know if you listen to my mock draft, but I think I got the only one I got right was Devontae Parker, and I was just so happy to have that, at least that one pick right, having Devontae Parker go to the Dolphins because he's perfect there. I said this before. I'm saying it again. 855 yards receiving. 7 touchdowns. He only played 6 games last season after he broke his leg in spring practice. So I'm amazed at what he's done. And I can't wait to see him play alongside Greg Jennings and Brian Harlan. They have Kenny Stills for the Saints, and they also have Jordan Cameron, tight end from Cleveland. Definitely going to be an interesting season for your Miami Dolphins, Miami. Look out for that one. And then we go back to the defense. Shane Ray. He kept dropping. Everyone was telling themselves, where's he going to go? Who's going to take him? And then pick number 23 comes up, and Shane Ray is selected by the Denver Broncos. Oh, man, as if they weren't bad enough on, quote-unquote bad as in good, on their defensive line. Adding Shane Ray to that just makes it a lot more dangerous, definitely, because they have DeMarcus Ware and all these other players. It's going to be a nasty defense for Denver. Now they have to work on their offense because they really don't have – they have Peyton Manning, but they do need a little more work as far as receivers go. Because they don't have to repeat them anymore.
So that's going to be something that the Broncos are going to have to be looking forward to. Another surprise to me was Devin Smith,
Ohio State, selected by the New York Jets. Wow. I don't like that pick by the Jets because they don't need any more receivers. They have Brandon Marshall. They have Eric Decker. I'm like, what else they need? Come on. They need to look at the tight ends, not wide receivers, because their wide receiver core is just fine. Fine the way it is. They don't need any more wide receivers. They need a tight end. And they definitely need a defense, an offensive line. Whoever's going to be their quarterback at the beginning of the season.
So, Devin Smith to the Jets. Hey, I hope he works out for it. I don't know why they picked it, but it is what it is. So, the Jets. Moving on to running backs now. We got your boy, Amir Abdullah
picked up by the Detroit Lions in the second and third round. Good job, Detroit. You guys knew you needed a running back. Got the Reggie Bush signed with the San Francisco 49ers. And you went out and got one of the best running backs you'll ever see in Lions history. Maybe not as good as Barry Sanders, but hey, he's a close second if you ask me. This guy's speedy and he's small. So he can definitely like hide away from the defense and get through, you know what I'm saying? He can get through any way he needs to get them make the big plays for the Detroit Lions running. And he can definitely set up the pass for Matthew Stafford. As his receivers in Megatron, Calvin Johnson, Roy Williams. It's going to be a good season for the Lions offense. Defensively, they do have They did pick up a defensive guy. I'm not sure his name. I'll look that up and let you guys know. But I know they do have Haloti Ngata from the Ravens. That was a big pickup for the Lions after getting rid of Ray Lewis. I mean, not Ray Lewis. Dominican Sue, after he went to the Miami Dolphins.
Also have Randy Gregory. I like this one.
Randy Gregory also fell out of the first round, and everyone was like, where's he going to go? Like, nobody thought he was going to fall out of the first round to begin with. And who picks him up? The Dallas Cowboys. That's right. Randy Gregory, the Dallas Cowboy. And,
what is he? He's a linebacker. Okay.
Well, he could definitely help fill the hole that Anthony Spencer left. Anthony Spencer is now New Orleans Saint. So, I'm looking forward to seeing him play. It's going to be a good season defensively. Hopefully Sean Lee can stay healthy for this year. He's injured himself the last couple of seasons and missed the whole season last season after tearing his ACL during training camp. So let's hope the Dallas defense stays healthy.
We also have Tevin Coleman.
Tevin Coleman is going to the Atlanta Falcons. I like this because Steven Jackson, I said this before, Steven Jackson ain't what the Falcons thought he was when he was in St. Louis. He's not what he was anymore. Tevin Coleman can be the next Steven Jackson and probably better. I'm happy for the Falcons picking Tevin Coleman out of Indiana. And they also want to add, with the 8th overall pick, the Atlanta Falcons that selects Vic Beasley out of Clemson. Big moves by the Atlanta Falcons in the draft. I like to see both of these players start week 1. See the Falcons do something in the NFC South. Rams. Besides taking Todd Gurley, they made moves on also on offense. They took quarterback Sean McCann from Oregon State. He's going to the St. Louis Rams. I've been watching this guy. He's no Marcus Mariota on the other side of town, but he is close to it. Sean McCann is a great quarterback. I don't care what anybody says. You got to watch film, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, they do have Nick Foles, who the Eagles will, for some god-awful reason, gave up to the Rams. So it's going to be a good quarterback competition with Sean McCann and Nick Foles, both on the Rams. It's going to be good to watch that. The Cowboys still made big moves. Again, on defense. First round, they had a 27th overall pick. I thought they were going to take Melvin Gordon there. But instead, we made up for it. We took Byron Jones, cornerback, UConn. This guy is nice. One of the top corners, probably the second best corner in the draft behind Trey Waynes. I think he went, I don't remember where he went. I'll have to look that up, let you guys know. But Byron Jones, definitely a big pickup for Dallas defense. Hopefully he signed to a long-term deal because news came out this morning. The Cowboys will not exercise Morris Claiborne's fifth-year option. That's pretty disappointing to me. You signed the guy 7th overall a couple years ago, 2011, and now you're not even going to exercise his fifth-year option? What are you doing? This guy's nice, too. He's proven that he's good. And so we're going to go to a commercial break now. And when we come back, and we'll continue on my NFL draft talk. We'll be right back here on Steven Sports Vlog.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here only on MSL Radio Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen Ur, and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
All right, Miami, I guess we're back. Supposed to hear the intro, but I guess we're back on MSL Radio, Season 4 blog here with you. We're going to continue my NFL draft talk. We got Houston Texans at number 16. Man, they need help. Especially after losing Andre Johnson, their all-time leading receiver in basically everything. Receiving yards, receiving receptions alone, touchdowns, et cetera, goes on and on with Andre Johnson. He's been with the Texans ever since the franchise came to be in 2002. And now he is on the other side with the Indianapolis Colts. So the question for the Texans is, who are you going to take? A wide receiver, because it's obvious to them, and obviously to the fans, and obviously to everybody that knows the NFL, that they need a receiver. So who do they go out and get? Wide receiver Jalen Strong out of Arizona State. That is probably the best pick that Houston Texans made all draft, because they, wow, this guy's amazing. Kind of reminds me of Odell Beckham Jr., except he's a lot shorter. There was one play against USC, excuse me, Arizona State, by the way. They were playing USC in Los Angeles. Arizona State needed a Hail Mary to complete the comeback. And the quarterback of Arizona State, I don't know his name, and he throws the ball up in the air. All you see is three USC defenders in the end zone. And out of nowhere comes Jalen Strong catching the ball and winning the game for Arizona State. So this guy definitely flexible, versatile, probably versatile. I haven't seen much Arizona State play football. Either way, it's a great pick for the Texans, and he's going to shine
big in the future.
Staying in the AFC South, we go to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who made a big move themselves, taking running back T.J. Yeldon from Alabama. I want to tell my friend Christian that he was complaining that the Patriots didn't take him with 32. They don't need a running back. I told him that already. Yeah, Christian, I don't need a running back. You already have one. Jaguars, on the other hand, need a running back. They had Maurice Jones-Drew retire this past offseason, age, I think he was like 32. So they were looking for a running back, and T.J. Yeldon is the answer. He's right there next. He came from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, at the University of Alabama. So Jacksonville ain't that really not that far from where he was, so he should definitely be used to the weather, and that should definitely.
That probably will have an effect on how he plays. He's playing well, so I don't see why he would play well now.
The Tri-State area. Guess what? Your boy from Rutgers University, tight end Tyler Croft, selected by the Cincinnati Bengals in the third round. Let's give props to our man, Tyler Croft, for getting selected by the Cincinnati Bengals. This guy is nice. I've watched a couple Rutgers games. I've been to a couple Rutgers games. This guy knows how to play, and I can't wait to see him play. I'm going to definitely watch Cincinnati games. Now I know that Tyler Croft going to be a rookie, starting rookie for the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, he's good. He's going to be good alongside A.J. Green and Mohamed Sanu.
I can't wait to see my man Croft play.
The Saints. Wow. A lot of people, Saints fans or not, they like to ask, do the Saints need a quarterback? I personally do not think so. Why? Because, sure, Drew Brees is like 35 years old, but he's still got another 5 years in him. There's no reason that they need to be looking at another quarterback. But guess what NFL fans, they did. The Saints selected Garrett Grayson, the quarterback out of Colorado State. Now, I think that Drew Brees has another 5 years in him, but nobody really knows for sure. So getting Grayson, while it was a bad choice because he's going to sit out like Aaron Rodgers did, is a good choice. And like I said, Aaron Rodgers sat out behind Brett Favre. So who's to say? And look what Aaron Rodgers did. Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl post-Favre era for the Green Bay Packers. So who's to say Garrett Grayson ain't going to do nothing? He could be like, I don't know, he could be like the Archie Manning of the Green Bay. Not the Archie Manning. What I'm trying to do here is compare the Saints to the Packers. Because the Saints had Archie Manning, who was pretty good. The Packers had Bart Starr at the same time. And then the Packers got Brett Favre. The Saints got Drew Brees. Successful. And then Aaron Rodgers comes in for Brett Favre. He's successful. So I'm thinking Garrett Grayson will continue his success in New Orleans after Drew Brees is gone. And I think Garrett Grayson is going to win a Super Bowl for the New Orleans Saints, whether it be this year, or probably not this year. But it's going to happen, fans. You were right here on Steven Sports Blog. Garrett Grayson is going to win a Super Bowl for the Saints when he starts.
Look forward to it.
Another quarterback that fell very, very bad. He fell so far to the draft. Bryce Petty out of Baylor. And you know what it was that made it stock fall. Well, I think he made his stock fall, his draft stock fall. The loss in the Cotton Bowl to Michigan State. I don't know who I watched. I was watching the Cotton Bowl, and wow, Baylor's blowing them out big time. Michigan State came all the way back, and Petty threw so many critical interceptions in the game to lose it to Michigan State. And a lot of scouts were at that game watching Petty play like crap in the Cotton Bowl. So it definitely had an effect on his draft stock, but Bryce Petty is a New York Jet. Now, if you ask me, because I don't think the Jets are definitely the quarterback, Bryce Petty is going to be the day one starter in the New York Jets because Geno Smith sucks. Michael Vick is not the answer, as we thought he was after he was traded from the Eagles to the Jets. He's not. And Michael Vick's not the answer, and Austin Geno Smith isn't. So who's the answer? Bryce Petty. I don't care what happened in the Cotton Bowl. This guy's good. He needs to start from day one. That's just the Cotton Bowl. New head coach of the Jets, Todd Bowles. Start Bryce Petty day one
next season.
Other news, got the Minnesota Vikings taking tackle O.J. Clemens out of Pittsburgh. And he fell pretty far, too. I don't know what. I think it has something to do with his knee. I was watching NFL Network, and they were talking about how he has so many knee problems that he can't even get surgery for him because if he does, that can screw up everything in his life. So his knee problems definitely going to be a factor to how he plays in Pittsburgh, especially on the Pittsburgh offensive line. Pittsburgh offensive line has been great since the 70s, as well as their defense has. But you know, T.J. Clemens from Pittsburgh. Oh, excuse me, I talked myself right there. He's from Pittsburgh. He went to the Minnesota Vikings. But either way, his knee. Big factor on how he's going to play with the Minnesota Vikings this season. Hopefully, he can protect
their quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. Switching back to the AFC South here.
Titans found another running back. They needed one after losing Chris Johnson. They picked up David Cobb from Minnesota. This guy's nice. I had him going first round. I just had him wrong. But hey, this guy is nice. David Cobb is a nice running back. He's heftier. definitely faster than CJ2K, but he's just as good as CJ2K, especially with his speed. Look forward to David Cobb having a 2,000-yard season.
Maybe not this year, but a season to come. Taking in the AFC South,
Jaguars got another wide receiver in
Rashad Green from USC.
Rashad Green is good. He's really a good wide receiver. Reminds me of what the Jaguars used to have, Cecil Shorts. Cecil Shorts was a really good wide receiver. He's young, and he only played like one season in Jacksonville, one or two seasons, but he was good, and he definitely resembles Rashad Green from USC. Good pick by the Jaguars. Now Blake Bortles needs to work on reading the offense better, and the Jaguars are going to have a successful passing game because Bortles does not suck. He's good. He just needs to read the offense better.
Brett Hundley. Nobody knew why this guy fell so far, but he fell very far. He fell all the way the fifth round to the Green Bay Packers,
who, again, like the Saints, they don't need a running back, they don't need a quarterback, but hey, you never know what's going to happen. Again, you had Barstow, and then you had Brett Favre, and then you had Rodgers, placing Favre, being successful, so maybe, who knows, maybe Brett Hundley will be successful once Aaron Rodgers' time is done. That could be another couple of years, though, so look forward to that. And my last little analysis before I end the show today with a little promotion, Jay Ajayi. This guy is good. I don't care what anybody says. A lot of people are going to agree to this guy because I think he had off-field issues. But Miami Dolphins, definitely a big pickup for them because they really don't have a big-name running back anymore. They haven't had one since basically Reggie Bush was there. And he didn't do that well before going to Detroit. So good pick by the Dolphins getting Jay Ajayi. I think that was about the fourth round. So I just wanted to do a promotion before I end the show today. But tonight, you can check out the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on MSL Radio. You can also check out me out tomorrow at 3 p.m. with Steven Sports Vlog. Saturday, we have two shows for you, one at WG, one here on MSL. We got Inside the Sports World, me, Darren, and Andrew, 7 to 8 p.m. on WG Sports Network. And then we have Dia Hicks Show, 8 to 10 p.m. on MSL Radio. Also, you can check out the blog. We got a nice little blog going off for there. We got a nice blog going on here in my MSL. Miami Sports and Life. It's N, not A-N-D, N, Life, .wix.com/MSL blog.
You definitely
want to check those articles out. And I want to thank Darren Williams for taking.
Oh, man. No problem, man. Anytime.
Yeah, I want to thank Aaron Williams for taking over the studio today because I have a lot of problems with these computers here at our school. But remember, check Darren out tonight, Andrew Powell Show, 9 to 11 on MSL Radio.
Yeah, no Eric today. Eric has work, so there's no Eric today, but Eric.
No Eric. All right, so now you can check Darren and Andrew. Andrew, you and Andrew, right?
Right. Today on the Andrew Powell Show, we're going to have Dia Hicks on playing the game Love Him or Leave Him. Steven, you're more than welcome to come on the show anyway.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna try and get home early enough so I can join you guys tonight on the show. So look forward to that, ladies and gentlemen. Look forward to me on the Andrew Powell Show tonight. All right. This has been Steven's Sports Blog. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
You have been listening to Steven's Sports Blog with Steven Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.